Aides to billionaire presidential candidate Ross Perot say he has not yet selected a running mate, and contrary to earlier reports, he will not introduce his vice presidential choice this week. It has been nearly 3 weeks since Perot won the nomination of his Reform Party, and his campaign has gotten off to a slow start. Because he accepted $29 million from the federal government instead of using his own money, Perot has less than half as much to spend as he did in 1992, and he's keeping a lighter campaign schedule. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Just as he did 4 years ago, Perot is waging much of his campaign by television, buying half-hour infomercials. But he's having some trouble convincing networks to sell him chunks of prime time. That's a change from 1992, when his campaign captured wider attention and television executives knew his infomercials wouldn't hurt the ratings too much. Perot will make prime time on at least one network this month, but his latest paid program, showing him talking to veterans, aired after midnight in some cities and not at all in others.
Thank you very much for your service and sacrifice to our country. Now let's get down to business.
He's still discussing what he sees as neglected problems, like the national debt. But in the past, he proposed some specific ways to reduce it, like a national gas tax. This year, there are fewer details. His videos focus more on Ross Perot, the person.
Ross Perot writes his own speeches. The speech you're about to hear came directly from his head and his heart. He is a man with deep convictions and a lifetime record of delivering on his commitments, even when they require him to place his life at risk for others.
Just as Republicans and Democrats did during their recent conventions, Perot is spending much of his time telling inspirational stories about his life and introducing American heroes. His National Party coordinator, Russ Verney, says Perot is responding to those who attack him as egotistic or too controlling.
Once you get into politics, you had spin masters now trying to redefine him, and we've had 4 years of people who thought he might be a competitor of theirs for elective office, trying to define Ross Perot and all the talking head programs without Ross Perot being out there saying who he is. So what we'd like to do is in these programs, give them a little bit of information of who Ross Perot really is. He's perhaps the most generous man that has ever lived in America.
As with the major parties, Perot's focus on personal stories means he has less time to say what he actually plans to do if elected. One of his aides concedes that Perot doesn't know how he would balance the budget and doesn't want to make too many specific proposals. Instead, he wants to persuade voters that he understands the problems and only he is independent enough to find solutions.
I'm not campaigning to be president, to live in the White House, to ride around in limousines or fly on Air Force One or listen to a band play Hail to the Chief. I want to be president for one reason only, to solve these problems we discussed today and pass on a better, stronger country to our children.
To that end, the billionaire has laid out general priorities. He wants stricter lobbying restrictions. Like Democrats and Republicans, he says he wants to cut federal spending. But unlike either party, he's willing to risk making changes to the biggest, most costly, and most popular federal entitlement program, Social Security. He opposes the tax cuts of Bob Dole and Bill Clinton. And in a speech this week, as American planes bombed Iraq, Perot criticized U.S. policy which left Iraqi President Saddam Hussein in power after the Gulf War.
And when you start it, you better finish it or you'll have to go back and have a second round. And that's what you're seeing today, right? We didn't button it up.
His comments to an American Legion convention came during one of only four public appearances Perot is scheduled for this month. During those appearances, he's answering few questions from reporters or from voters. He's more often posing questions to sympathetic listeners.
I have a question to all of you. Do you think American troops should ever fight under UN commanders? What did we accomplish in Somalia? Nothing.
Perot promised he would never let American soldiers fight under United Nations direction, and so he adopted one of the issues of his Republican rival, Bob Dole. Perot wants to draw support away from Dole's lagging campaign, and even hopes he might make himself the strongest alternative to President Clinton. But he's still not sure if he'll get a chance to face either major party candidate during the fall. A bipartisan commission hasn't decided if it should let Perot on the stage during the presidential debates starting this month. I'm Steve Inskeep, reporting.